Track 8. An Arranged Marriage.
How old were you when you met your husband, Pratima?
I was just 16.
Were you still in school?
No, I'd left school, but I had a private tutor at home preparing me for some exams.
And your father arranged your marriage, is that right?
That's right.
Could you tell me how he did that?
Well, he looked around for a suitable husband. He asked friends and relatives if they knew anyone, and found out about their education, their background, and most importantly, the family's background. He managed to get a lot of information about them, you know?
And how long did this take?
Not too long in my case. But you know, sometimes a father can see up to 100 men before he chooses one. For my sister and my elder sister, he saw over 100 men before.
He saw how many? Goodness, it must take up a lot of time.
Yes, it can be difficult to decide, but for me, he saw only two. One in the morning and one in the afternoon, and he chose the second one.
What a day! Can you tell me about it?
Yes, well, in the morning, the first man was very wealthy, and he was well-dressed and had good manners, but he hadn't had a good education.
Ah, and the other one?
Well, he wasn't terribly wealthy, but he was well-educated, and he came from a good background. His family owned a village and were like princes. He was 22 and studying law.
And this one your father chose?
That's right. I think he thought money wasn't everything. For my father, education was more important, and anyway, if a man is well-educated, he will earn in the end. Actually, Shyam, that's my husband's name, Shyam, didn't want to get married at all, but his father had told him he must. So when he came to my house to meet my father, he was very badly dressed because he hoped my father would refuse him. But luckily for me, my father did like him, and he had to say yes.
He had to?
Oh yes, he had promised his father.
And what about you? Did you meet both men?
Yes, I met them that day. First, my family spoke to them, and then they called me in, and we spoke for four or five minutes.
And did you prefer the second?
Well, actually, I wasn't sure. I left it to my father.
You must trust him a lot.
Oh, yes.
So what happened next?
Well, after a while, there was a special day when I went to meet his family, and his family came to meet mine. It was kind of an engagement party. But we, you know, Shyam and me, we used to be on the phone every day and we'd meet regularly, but we always had to have a chaperone. And after 10 months, we got married.
And how long have you been married?
Nearly 25 years now.
And it's been a successful marriage? Your father made a good choice?
Oh, yes, of course. And we have two beautiful sons. They're 22 and 17 now.
And will you arrange their marriages?
Oh, yes. My husband is planning them now. He's been asking families for some time already, and...
And your sons want it?
Well, Krishna, he's the eldest. He's okay about it. He's studying hard and doesn't have time to meet girls. But...
Yes. What about the youngest? Ravi, isn't it?
Yes. Well... Actually, Ravi's not so interested. It might be difficult to persuade.
But you still believe that the system of arranged marriages is a good one?
Oh, yes, I do. Of course I do. But you know, it depends a lot, especially on the family choosing the right person. But one main reason I think it does work is that the couple enters the marriage not expecting too much, if you see what I mean. Actually, you know, there are many more divorces between couples who thought they were marrying for love. You know, my mother, she had to marry at 13, but she's still happily married nearly 50 years later. Of course, nowadays 13 is considered too young, but you know, times change.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you very much, Pratima.